From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia is mourning the victims of Sunday's deadly plane crash. President Vladimir Putin has declared a nationwide day of mourning Monday for the 92 people, including a popular military choir, on board the plane that plunged into the Black Sea Sunday. Putin said he is expressing condolences to families of the citizens who died in the plane crash in the Black Sea, and he has ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. He added that everything will be done to support the families of the victims. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed after leaving the resort town of Sochi, bound for an airbase in Syria. Authorities say some bodies have been recovered. There is no indication what might have caused the crash. There was no distress signal sent from the cockpit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is voicing outrage at a UN Security Council vote calling for an end to further settlement activity in the occupied territories, saying he ordered his government to withhold $8 million to five UN institutions. Netanyahu called the U.S. abstention and the resolution itself shameful, in his words, and he said his government would ignore its provisions. Pope Francis urged peace around the world as he made his traditional Christmas address Sunday. Speaking from St. Peter's Basilica, Francis spoke of those suffering through the Syrian war and urged the international community to find a negotiated solution to the conflict. Francis also spoke of the victims of terrorism following the truck attack in Berlin that left 12 dead and dozens injured. This is